You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
This designated time to light the Nerot Hanukkah is brought that it's a time that one leaves the marketplace. So that's a very puzzling thing. The Shulchan Aruch mentions that to light the Nerot Hanukkah at Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. So usually, as far as Yamim Tovim, Shabbat, we go by when is sundown. When it becomes night, it's called Seta Kohavim, Shiriya. But here, at the time of the Hanukkah, it's a very interesting thing that we don't have such a designated time. What does it mean? When one leaves the marketplace, when leaves the bazaar, what is that exactly supposed to mean? Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. That means your feet. It also left the workplace, the marketplace. So there is very beautiful insight, and that is, as you know, regel comes from hergel. Hergel means habits. Persian, they call it adat, or edut, or adat. That's what the Hebrew term is that they use. So now here we learn, at the time of Hanukkah, when you start lighting the light, when? Fine, but according to what we explained, when it says that when you leave the marketplace, actually means when you let go with your habits. So that means the reason that Shulchan Aruch informs us that you have to go by such a timing, wants to teach us to bring light and end the darkness, you have to accept that you have to do something different. You have to give up and let go of your habits. Till you bound to your habits and you do whatever that you like to do and you think you're doing the right thing, so then you're in
trouble.
You are in?
Your
market. No. You're not listening. You are in?
Your habit.
No.
You're in the marketplace.
No.
You're in the previous day.
Yeah, but what do we do at the... This is designated time. What do we do just now?
You light the candle.
And when you light candle, what happens?
Light.
So now, when you study your habits, you are in?
Darkness.
Now you're talking. You're in Hoshech. As we say in Al Hanisim, that what is Hoshech exactly? You know the Otiyot of Hoshech? What does it remind you? Yeah. Forgetfulness. Yeah. So here is a very powerful message, and that is, if you like to see the light, you have to let go with?
Your habits.
Because as long as you do whatever you like to do, and you feel you're doing the right thing, so then, without even realizing, you are in a
darkness.
It's very interesting, you know, sometimes you talk to people, and you tell them, you know, please, don't talk loud. So I'm not talking loud. Hey, why he has such a reaction? Why?
That's the way he talks.
Because that's his nature. It's his nature. So now it's the same aspect, you know, many things that we do, such as, let's say, it's very hard for someone to stay happy. Everything bothers him. He's sensitive. Becomes aggravated, you know. If somebody makes noise, right away he says, Yeah, exactly. They make this noise. Why? Because some people, like at home, they become very aggravated when the clock ticks.
Oh, yeah.
So now here, when Hanukkah comes, you have to create light. How? Let go of your habits. Consider maybe there is another option. Maybe I can talk softer. Maybe I could, be more relaxed. Maybe I can smile better. But it's not easy. It's not easy, right? Because when your system is already... we practiced this before. So then it's very, very hard to let go. You sit the way you like to sit. You eat the way you like to eat. You go to sleep the way you like to go to sleep. You stand the way you like to stand. And you think the way you like to think. See, that's me. But here, when Hanukkah comes, you like to see light. Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. You have to hergelim. The shuk, the marketplace, you know, people do things. And you think, you know, that's how it is, that's how it should be. But here, you could be in such a darkness, and then you don't realize. Happened to be somebody, I had a meeting, not for anyone, in New York. And the meeting was in a high rise. So he got in the elevator. And then, what are you doing getting in the elevator? You push a button, you know. What's the highest floor in New York? No, what's the floor? 100. So you press the 100. And then the elevator stops. And then people notice it doesn't come out. I say, we're not coming out. I say, I don't feel I'm on the 100th floor. So when you don't feel you're on the 100th floor, would you come out?
No.
I mean, do you feel on the 100th floor that you're on 100th floor?
Okay.
Do you feel?
How do you feel?
No.
You don't feel? So it doesn't matter if, like, it's on 2nd, 5th, 10th, 20th, or 100th, right?
Yeah.
So now, if you don't feel that you're on 100th floor, so you don't come out, you're staying there?
Elevator.
So now, listen carefully. So when the Hanukkah comes, do you feel it's Hanukkah right now? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you feel differently?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you act differently? Don't answer. Maybe not. Why? Because you don't feel you're on the 100th floor. It's Hanukkah. You have to be happy. We were saved. It says, Bayamim Haim Vazman Hazeh. We believe. You say it 3 times a day. That you know, you believe the miracle is going to come. But look at them. You don't see. How could it be such a thing? Because you don't feel it. You don't feel it. You don't feel it. And that's what exactly the problem that, we might have. But really you feel, such a miracle took place. You light this Nerot. You sing. Ma'osur Yeshuati. But you might sing it. You might light it. You spend, to buy oil and all of that. And you say the brachot. But Chas v'Shalom could be the brachot. Baruch atah Hashem, Erkenu melech ha'olam, asher sham sorsanu, sh'asa nisin l'avotenu, bayamim ha'em, v'azman hazeh. But you might not feel it, and you might not really realize what you're saying. And that's what exactly here the whole workshop is all about. It's not that just lighting the road, With our respect, people, they have birthday, and then they light candles. Light candles. But here, when you light the candles of the Nerot Hanukkah, that means you believe that you have the capability to bring the miracle. But you have to feed you on the 100th floor. If not, you're going to stay in the elevator for the rest of your life. You're not going to come out. But the elevator is up there. Come out. But you don't feel it. You just stay there. And that's what the timing is all about. And you have to feel the timing. You have to be elevated, inspired by the timing. And that's how you will see the miracle. That's how the miracle comes about. Because that's what Ribbono Shel Olam is expecting from us, that we have to believe that such a thing took place. And Ribbono Shel Olam, Yizakenu, will have the merit, Bezat Hashem, when he arrived at the 100th floor, let him jump out. And Bezat Hashem, he's going to be a Shuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.